they're flared up in Tripolimani, which is a Sunni stronghold and which is the hometown of the newly appointed Prime Minister, Najib Mikati. There were thousands of protesters on the street, burning tires, clashing with the police at some points, in Beirut also, especially downtown Beirut. And in the southern town of Saida, there were protesters who went out to the street. The former Prime Minister, Saad Hariri, he urged his supporters to be calm and not to break the law, but at the same time he also stressed that he doesn't want to have anything to do with this new government and the new Prime Minister. So it doesn't look like these protests are actually going to calm down that easily.
Now, we, of course, saw on Tuesday the nomination endorsed by the president, Michel Sliman, that Najib Mikati would be the country's new prime minister. That is being seen by many as a victory for Hezbollah. How so?
Well, it's definitely a victory by Hezbollah. Hezbollah used its members in the government to walk out when the government had to, you know, to endorse the investigation into the murder of Saad Hariri's father, Rafiq Hariri, who was prime minister and who was assassinated in 2005. By doing that, they created a vacuum. They knew that everybody was afraid of a new civil war, that quickly the government would have to try to form a new government. There was pressure on everybody. Demonstrations started on Monday, actually. And they use their power to manipulate, their power, which is also power of weapons. I mean, they're the only faction in Lebanon, one should remember, that according to the factional agreement of 1990 that ended the civil war, only Hezbollah is allowed to carry arms and have weapons. Now, this was basically so because nobody dared to disarm Hezbollah, but also because they argued Hezbollah is in the south at the border to Israel. Now, they used their weapons in 2008 in clashes with the Lebanese authorities, the army. Again, people, the demonstrators and the supporters of Saad Hariri and the Future Movement, they're arguing that Hezbollah right now is using the fact that they are armed and that they have a certain number of ministers and members in parliament to pressure the entire country to accept their demands. And their demands basically are that Lebanon does not accept the outcome of the international investigation into the assassination of Rafiq Hariri, which is backed by the UN, taking place in The Hague, and in 6 to 10 weeks, they will probably indict some Hezbollah members of having been, you know, behind it, taken part in it. Syria is also suspected to have a hand in it. Now, it's very difficult for Saad Hariri, for example, and his supporters to say, okay, we join a government of the opposition formed by Hezbollah, basically, not by the president, but Hezbollah chose him, offered him as new prime minister, and 68 out of 120 members of parliament endorsed him. So it's the father of Saad Hariri. The Future Movement, in a way, had actually called for this kind of international investigation into his assassination. So it's putting Lebanon in a lose-lose situation. Hezbollah is on the list of terrorist organizations of the United States, which is pouring millions of aid, military aid, into Lebanon. So what's going to happen to that? The Americans cannot support a government with military aid that is controlled by Hezbollah, which is one of the organizations on their list of terror organizations. That's one thing. Lebanese are very worried about that. That would isolate Lebanon, kind of. On the other hand, the International Commission will have to indict somebody. Now, if Lebanon rejects that, Hariri cannot join the government. And if Hariri doesn't join the government, it will be a Hezbollah-run government, basically. And that everybody's afraid of, because that means friction with the United States and Israel, of course.
The Lebanon's constitution stipulates that a Sunni is to be prime minister, but Mikati, who is also a Sunni, like Saad Hariri, is being seen as being a divisive novelty there for Sunnis, rather than unifying them. Why?
Well, first of all, he has been considered close to the Syrians. He's also considered a moderate. He's Harvard-educated, but he has close ties to the Syrians, and he was Hezbollah's choice. So basically, Tripoli is a Sunni stronghold, the northern city in Lebanon. But Mikati is a Hezbollah choice, and therefore many Sunnis are today saying in Lebanon that, now we're trying to get under the control of Iran and Hezbollah. The Shia are trying to dictate us who will be our prime minister, while Saad Hariri was obviously a Sunni choice. So that's like the fear between Sunni and Shias in Lebanon, that the Sunnis fear that the Shia are trying to take over now who will be prime minister, even though they choose a Sunni, but they try to choose somebody that is close to Syria, which is also very close to Hezbollah and Iran. So that's the problem on the nomination of Mikati. But I think the biggest challenge for Mikati will obviously be when the commission is going to indict somebody. What is he going to do? He says he wants to be prime minister of all of the Lebanese for Lebanon. That means he's trying to get Saad Hariri to join the government, a unity government. But can Saad Hariri reject an investigation into the assassination of his father? No, he can't. So what is Mikati going to do? If he's going to accept the indictment of some Hezbollah members, then he will have betrayed kind of Hezbollah, which actually brought him back to be prime minister of Lebanon. If he doesn't, he risks an outbreak of violence in Lebanon again. So the situation is really very complicated and very hot. And I heard this morning a Lebanese political analyst who said that Hezbollah, they created a vacuum, yes, in a way to blackmail the Lebanese government. They saying with this vacuum that we are not the ones that assassinated Hariri. But if they are, this is not the way to deal with this, because they're bringing the country again at the verge of a civil war. And if they did assassinate Hariri and want reconciliation, this is definitely not the way to do it either. So it's a very complicated, very dangerous situation, and everybody is waiting to see what Mikati is going to do. He's going to form his government on Thursday, he says.